Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. My guest this week is Todd Doherty. He is our Member of Parliament. Todd was with me last week. We did a show on PTSD and what our government is doing to gently and compassionately work with individuals who are suffering with PTSD and creating a streamlined process and a streamlined understanding from coast to coast regarding PTSD and our involvement in really walking alongside people, particularly our men and women in uniform across this country. I asked Todd to come back and speak to us regarding an issue that that we have all been hearing in the news, and that is the NAFTA issue. So NAFTA came into play quite a number of years ago, and I remember Canadians being all up in arms about free trade. And I think we've kind of come to a place of comfort with trade agreements and free trade. We went through the softwood lumber fiasco a number of years ago where, again, we get voices of disagreement that always seem to rise whenever free trade issues come up. And, well, that's not what we're going to talk about today. But I think that as Canadians, we have kind of come to a place of understanding that we do need these trade agreements. We do need strong trade alliances in order for our country to prosper. And so, Todd, thank you again for your time today. Appreciate that. So NAFTA has been replaced with the USMCA. So can you talk to us about, is this a done deal from your perspective in Ottawa?
Well, first I'd like to back up if I can.
Of course.
You know, we talk about free trade and, you know, there's a lot of talk about NAFTA. And there, as you rightfully said, there's a lot of folks that, you know, they either have great feelings about free trade or they have mixed feelings about free trade. And I always, you know, I bring it back to one of the days that I was at one of the schools, and they asked me, why do we trade? What's the benefit of trade for Canada? And I said, okay, well, let's pretend that we live in Hixson, you know, just using that as an example, and we produce widgets, and that we can sell to everybody within Hixson a widget. And, you know, we said, that's great, but at sooner or later, everybody in that area is going to have those widgets that we have. So we would like to expand our business. And how do we do that? Well, we have to have agreements with other communities. So we look at Cornell, and we look at Prince George, which is a major market, and we look at Williams Lake, and we look at other areas. And, you know, I said, so that would make sense that we want to sell those widgets to more and more people, right? And the class all agree. So then we talk about how we go about doing that and the reason why we trade. 1 in 5 jobs in Canada is directly linked to trade. Currently, and nothing has changed with the new USMCA. Over approximately about 75% of the products that Canada produces, so Canadian producers, what they produce, go to the U.S. Now that's, you know, again, going back to the old saying, trying to make sure that we don't keep all of our eggs in one basket. You know, that's a lot of our product, but it would make sense with everything. We have one of the closest, we have had one of the closest relationships with the United States. We share a common border, one of the largest borders in the world. We also have a very strong familial ties. Many families have friends and families on each side of that border. And we have fought many wars together. We have stood side by side with one another and would call each other allies. However, and I'm trying to think of the name of the Prime Minister, a British Prime Minister had once said, countries have interests, not necessarily friends. So we share common interests with the U.S., which is why we, that's why we band together when we're going to war, which is why we trade with one another. But what we've always said is that when we sit across the table from one another, friendship aside, we have to make sure that we're standing up for Canadian interests and Canadian producers. So NAFTA, for all the good that it brought, it also brought some concerns along the way. And today what we see is a new USMCA, not YMCA, but USMCA. And there are some concerns with it. You asked, is it a done deal? Well, in Canada and the U.S., or Canada and Mexico now, it'll go back to each other's parliaments for ratifying, which means it'll come before the House of Parliament. We will debate the pros and cons of it. It'll go before committee, and that will be parliamentarians will have a say in it. I'm not quite sure there'll be any changes, but the stickier side of it would be the U.S. primaries take place November, I believe, 6th. And so the balance of power in the U.S. could shift depending on how those U.S. primaries fare. And it isn't necessarily a foregone conclusion that this deal will be ratified. So there are some concerns. So to answer your question about is it a done deal, yes and no. We know where we stand. However, ratifying this agreement could take longer. It might be protracted, more protracted than expected.
We live in such a time of so many influences on policy and thoughts, on decisions and on opinions. There are just so many influences, particularly coming from the States into Canada right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. There's no end of chatter. No, there's just no end of chatter as you know, around the dinner table as to what antics we're talking about today.
You know, you're right. And I mean, everything, you can't turn on the TV without watching. You know, last week it was the Kavanaugh Supreme Court bid. You know, everything we do is we are inundated with U.S. media. Our Canadian media is, for all intents and purposes, you know, they are they really deliver the U.S. message or a U.S. Information probably faster in some cases than even things that we have going on in our own country.
So I was on the CBC news site this morning, and I was noticing how far I had to scroll down in order to get Canadian news.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate that, to be honest. I didn't.
No, you know what? It's interesting. There's, you know, there's so much I could say to that in terms of even our Canadian mainstream media coverage of the Kavanaugh case versus other issues that could be relatively similar here on this side of the border. It is quite shocking, but that speaks volumes to you know, the U.S. interest that has kind of permeated our Canadian border. You know, going back to the USMCA, you're probably one of the largest issues that we have right now in terms of this new agreement. Not necessarily when you're looking at the, and I think more and more people are coming out after actually having a chance to look at this with some comments about whether we actually received or we gained anything in this. One of the biggest concerning issues is, and it goes to what you just mentioned, is the U.S. Essentially having a veto on and that's Section 32.10, where Canada must report to U.S. And Mexico, I guess, if we enter trade talks with any other non-market economy. And while it doesn't mention which non-market economy, we know that is generally aimed right at any relationships or potential trade deals, bilateral deals with China.
Yes.
Which is concerning. I mean, that means we essentially have to ask permission to be able to negotiate this deal. Now, I watched a video where, or an interview where our Minister of Finance essentially told the reporter at the time he just doesn't understand how business works, and that was always part of of NAFTA. Well, it wasn't always part of NAFTA. He says that Canada could always opt out of out of NAFTA. Well, true, but Canada always retained its sovereignty and its ability to negotiate with other countries, i.e., the TPP. You know, when the U.S. backed out of the TPP, and Canada continued along the way in negotiating the CPTPP. And that's a prime example right there. Or CETA, when Canada negotiated with the European, the EU, Canada did so on its own. And that is, we always should be able to maintain our own sovereignty and our own independence in terms of who we want to do business with, when we want to do business with them, and what that business looks like. With the new USMCA and in Chapter 32, we have to get permission from the U.S. and essentially Mexico as well, too, but primarily the U.S. if we're able to do any side deals.
And I find that a little alarming, and yet that's not what this show is about.
Right.
The influence that we have from the states, they have been very clear that they have a protectionist agenda.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sorry to interrupt, but
no, that's fine.
You said that this isn't what the show is about, but in many cases, it is, because, you know, the USMCA, again, going back to our trading, we are a trading nation. We need to make sure that Canadian producers can compete on the world stage, that we can get our goods to markets so that we can build our economy and perhaps lower that dependency on the U.S. What we've seen over the last, I guess, 2 years with this new administration south of the border is that they have become increasingly competitive and with lowering some certain tax incentives or lowering taxes for businesses, creating a more desirable state for business to invest. Whereas we know here, this side of the, within our border, that foreign investment and investment in Canadian businesses is actually down. And so that is a concern. And USMCA, while being touted as, you know, saving Canada's free trade, really does nothing to ensure that Canada remains competitive.